the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. A sunny, delightful day along the lakeshore this afternoon. And tomorrow and Thursday, maybe carbon copies. A look at Allen's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. An inmate at the Ottawa County Jail is dead, apparently from self-inflicted injuries. A corrections deputy conducting cell checks found Daniel Shane Bugelski, age 31, responsible around 11:15 last Thursday night. Authorities say that Bugelski tried to hang himself with a bedsheet. Life-saving techniques were applied. Bugelski was taken to an unnamed hospital in critical condition and succumbed to his injuries this past Sunday. It's the second time in a month that an Ottawa County jail inmate apparently committed suicide, as it was 50-year-old Scott Mears, whose body that was found in a cell back on August 13th. The Sheriff's Department is investigating both matters. The board of the Holland Board of Public Works yesterday recommended purchasing offers for six properties in the 5th Street, Fairbanks Avenue area. The land is part of a site for a new 114-megawatt natural gas-powered plant with residential proposals of up to $87,000, while the purchase of one commercial building is for more than $173,000. The Holland City Council still needs to approve the deals. More agreements are pending. In an effort to keep residents in the know on road work in the area, the Holland Department of Transportation it's going to hold a meeting late this afternoon on the upcoming Lincoln Avenue project.
Ben Dubeld says a lot of improvements will be taking place.
It's going to be at our building, and it's basically just to kind of go over sort of the timeline a little bit, what's going to happen there. We'll have a set of plans there to look at. We've got a little timeline posted on our website that might help a little bit as to when things are going to happen. But Lincoln Avenue tentatively is scheduled to start not next week, but the following week. They got to do some sanitary service work. They got to do water service work. They got to do storm sewer work.
The informational meeting is scheduled at the City of Holland Transportation Services office just off Industrial Drive. The meeting is scheduled from 4 until 6 p.m. For more information, call 928-2427. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
Services are Saturday afternoon at Fenville High for Al Lachelle, a 57-year-old local photography shop owner and operator of the Southwestern Athletic Conference's website, who collapsed and died of an apparent heart attack while taking photos during a cross-country meet at Fenville High last Saturday morning. An AED installed at the school a couple of years after the similar death of star athlete Wes Leonard failed to revive him. It was a red-letter day of sorts for Governor Snyder, calling the measure a win for all of us. He signed the bill yesterday expanding Medicaid coverage in Michigan in a ceremony at Oakwood Hospital in the Detroit suburb of Dearborn. The bill would provide coverage for as many as 470,000 people by 2021, according to state officials.
But before that can happen, Angela Minicucci at the Michigan Department of Community Health says they have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, our work is just beginning.
She says in the next 6 months they'll have to get the health care exchange up and running and get the waivers they need for the Healthy Michigan program and start enrollment for both of them.
Pulling together a website that works on educating Michiganders about this, and we'll be doing outreach with our stakeholders as well to make sure people know how to get enrolled.
The federal government will reportedly pick up 100% of the cost of the program through 2017, when the state will begin to contribute 10% to the plan. John McNeil, WHTC News.
Somewhat overshadowed over the summer by that Medicaid expansion debate in Michigan was a special legislative committee that looked into whether the state should adopt Common Core curriculum standards for all students. Superintendent Brian Davis and the Holland Board of Education joined with their colleagues in other districts across the state in passing a resolution urging the State House and Senate to pass the matter.
I really firmly believe that having a common set of standards, well-known, understood, have high levels of rigor and expectations and equity built in for all students that are connected to global learning and 21st century skills is very important to have to build consistency across our state.
Opponents claim that Common Core is no different than the No Child Left Behind initiative during the Bush administration, an attempt to compel local districts to adopt federal standards through the threat of reduced or eliminated funding from Washington. Davis made his remarks in an appearance this morning on WHTC's Talk of the Town program with host Duke Van Oss. Drivers in Michigan have been required to have auto insurance for decades, but a growing number are obtaining fake insurance papers.
The Secretary of State is launching an effort to crack down on the crime. She says a recent audit of one day's registrations at her state office identified just how big a problem it is. 16% of the paper insurance forms they saw were either invalid or fake.
It was simply staggering.
She says some are surprisingly crude and easy to spot, but some are quite sophisticated.
One scammer even had the audacity to actually set up a help desk where someone would answer the phone and verify phony insurance when our branch staff called.
She's formed a group called Fighting Auto Insurance Ripoffs, or FAIR, to explore a variety of ways to ferret out fake forms by training staff, improving computer verification, and proposing new legislation. Jim Whelan, WHTC News.
Speaking about motoring, it's been 1,000 days since average gas prices nationwide have been above $3 a gallon. The first time that plateau was reached was 8 years ago in the days after Hurricane Katrina. And AAA President Bob Darbonay doesn't think prices will ever dip below that mark again, saying that lower costs may have gone the way of the 8-track tape player and polyester suits. Congressman Fred Upton, chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, is not as pessimistic.
Energy costs have always been structured by this factor of supply and demand, and with more supply and the demand leveling off, which has been doing for the last couple years now, you know, perhaps we can get back under $3, but it's going to take a big effort.
The St. Joseph Republican believes that clearing the Keystone XL pipeline, a matter that he says his chamber will take up this week, will go a long way towards bringing fuel prices down in the U.S. Upton made his remarks in an appearance on WHTC in the morning program. Now, Upton left for Washington this morning after hearing a proposal in Kalamazoo yesterday for increased preschool funding in order to prevent youngsters from eventually turning to a life of crime.
A report finds that implementation of a federal-state program to expand preschool in Michigan could lead to a long-term reduction in the number of people incarcerated, meaning hundreds of millions of dollars saved in the corrections budget. There's no specific legislation on the table yet. Upton says they have a good point.
We know that with a little more investment early on, we can save a lot of money later on, and do it in the way that each one of us would far prefer.
Fight Crime, Invest in Kids Michigan also praised Governor Rick Snyder for backing a $60 million increase in the preschool budget this year in Michigan, saying it demonstrates that early childhood education can be a bipartisan issue. Andrew Green reporting.
The Tigers can see the finish line now, as the magic number for clinching their third straight American League Central Division title is down to 4 after last night's 4-2 victory over visiting Seattle. While second-place Cleveland fell at Kansas City 7-1, Rick Porcello, who scattered 5 hits and struck out 10 over 6 innings to get the pitching decision for Detroit, isn't taking winning the division crown for granted right now. Tonight, it's Aníbal Sánchez's turn to get the ball in the middle game of the series against the Mariners. Broadcast time on 1450 WHTC with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price is at 6:40 p.m. While the Tigers are pointing towards the playoffs, both of Chicago's last-place teams are looking ahead to 2014 already. The Cubs fell in Milwaukee last night 6-1 and will send Jeff Samardzija to the mound against the Brewers at Miller Park this evening. The White Sox scored 7 runs in the first inning and went on to route visiting Minnesota last night 12-1, giving rookie Eric Johnson his first Major League victory. Jose Quintana is Chicago's starter this evening in the middle game of the set versus the Twins at U.S. Cellular Field. A perennial NFL power is already floundering right now as Pittsburgh dropped its second straight game without a victory so far this season. And receiver Antonio Brown and the Steelers lost at Cincinnati in Monday Night Football 20-10. Pittsburgh entertains the Chicago Bears at Heinz Field this coming Sunday evening in a game that you can hear on 1450 WHTC starting at 7:30 p.m. Next Monday night, it's the Raiders and the Broncos from Denver. Coverage following Tigers Twins baseball on Holland's hometown station. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for mostly sunny skies this afternoon and a high of 72. Mostly cloudy tonight, though. Low 52. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow. High 77. And then the blender of sun and clouds for Thursday. High 83. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.